the data has probably reflected a stronger shift in the volume and the value of agricultural properties across the country. And again, a lot of this has been driven by the beef theme. But certainly, I think we can start to draw a line under the low part of the cycle, the trough in the cycle. And we could suggest that, you know, late 2013, early 2014 could potentially be the low in the market as it sits today.
What's driving the market at the moment?
Obviously, we've got that, you know, macroeconomic theme of the dollar down, fuel down, interest rates low, free trade agreements, increasing demand, etc. So all of that coming together. We've also certainly had and additional international capital still looking to acquire assets in the Australian marketplace. We've also then seen the feedlot sector. It has had more transactions in the last 12 months than it has in the previous 7 years. And that is a function of processors looking to try and shore up supply lines by backwardly integrating in the feedlot business. And you've also got graziers that are moving forward in the supply chain where they've said, well, we'll go from the paddock, but where else can we find value in the supply chain? So we've seen that shift. We've also seen a significant shift in water utilisation, uses and subsequently values, and that is driving a different level of demand. We've got the almond and the nut sector generally around the country, very strong in pretty well all the categories of the nut market. We've still got the grapes and not the wine grape market, unfortunately, but the table grapes, they're still representing a significant shift. We've seen horticultural values start to firm up. And over and above all of that, just that general sentiment about the whole opportunity for the food and fibre story.
It's really quite amazing that we think that the property market and agriculture is driving, is in a positive frame of mind when globally the economy is looking pretty sick.
It is interesting, but I also think that that's one of the opportunities for agriculture for right here and now. Again, on the dollar coming back to the low 70s compared to 109 going back about 4 years ago. So if international parties are looking to buy into the story, then they get a benefit for that outcome. But, we've also got, agriculture is a really good base to store long-term wealth. So a lot of the opportunity sits in moving money into an asset class where, yes, it has a long, slow cycle, it has its lumps and bumps along the way. But look, the overall trend of the last 36-odd years, Robin, is still an average land growth somewhere around about 5-5.5%. It varies, for every 10 years roughly, it's, up and down a little bit. But that doesn't really matter whether it's the big properties or the smaller properties either. And again, we've now evidencing on a sort of a national level, properties over 2,000 or 250 hectares, we're sort of seeing the same volumes that were transacting back in 2004, 2005. So we're back to those pre-GFC volumes. So there's a whole sense of optimism and opportunity, I think, coming through.
So overall, the mood is relatively positive. And the really interesting thing is that it's not just foreign investment and corporate and institutions that are investing. It is local buyers.
It is. It is very much so. And again, as you move from the larger scale assets and move your way down, but the New South Wales market again is another good example that when we look at just in simple over 250 hectares, roughly an extra 330 properties sold, totaling about 1.65 million hectares. Compared to about 1.4 million hectares the year before, the median price has shifted about $60 a hectare just in that 12-month period. So, again, in a much higher volume, and that's a trend that we saw and called out last year, that increase in volume. And we've seen that trend certainly more stable and increasing. And now we're seeing the value shift coming with that increasing trend of volume of sales.